this past week, I was in Colorado on business, visiting two of my business associates, and I drove through some really bad weather on Monday. They had a big snowstorm out in the Rockies, and the net result was it was really their first winter storm, and I had never been out to the Rockies before. I've been out there quite a few times, but never right after that's happened. And I guess I've got some incredible photos. I probably should have put them up on the website, but I was just swamped yesterday getting back. But the mountains, I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like somebody had taken the mountains and put them in their hand and then dipped them in some bright white vanilla icing. It was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life. As I was driving from Telluride on Thursday back to Denver, the mountains were so gorgeous. I mean, it was a crystal clear blue sky, not a cloud in the sky, and I'm telling you, it was just gorgeous. If you ever have a chance to get out there and experience that, I highly recommend that you do it. It was just magical. And the San Juan Mountains at Ouray were just incredible. If you've never been to the town of Ouray, you should. It's talk about a very cool western town. It's this old mining town nestled in this juncture where two kind of mountain ranges kind of meet. It's what they call the Cimarrons and the San Juans, and this incredible scenery and this, they call it the amphitheater. It's like this town is right at the base of the mountains. There's not any foothills. It's like this very kind of narrow valley, and the mountains just soar on either side of this little town of Ouray. And they've got this fantastic old bank building that these wealthy people about, I guess they started the renovation probably 5 years ago. They bought this old hotel called the Beaumont, and they put $12 million into restoring it. And, I mean, it looks like the day it was built. It is an incredible, authentic restoration of this old hotel. And I just I highly recommend that if you're going out west, go down Route 550 south from Montrose into Ouray, and you're just not going to believe it. Really, really a neat place. And they got some hot springs there, so if you like to soak in hot springs, oh, it's just wonderful. So that's where I was this past week. And, of course, they've got really neat construction going out there. And one of the things they do out there, just about every single house, it's like here in Cincinnati, it's really kind of interesting. Here, the standard for heating is forced air. I mean, that's just the way we've done things. And the primary reason for that, especially, I mean, years ago we used to do radiant heating. I mean, if you go into the older homes in Cincinnati, you'll find houses with radiators. And then we switched over in the 40s and 50s to forced air, the reason being that air conditioning, the technology of bringing residential air conditioning happened. And, you know, why put in two different systems when you can, you know, you can use a hot air to warm your home? Well, out west, the standard is radiant floor heating, and it is simply magnificent. If you are building a new home here in town and you can afford to do it, I would, and you want to just have incredible heat and just this very, very comfortable feeling, I would highly recommend radiant floor heating. Just, it's, you know, the problem is, you know, you'd have to end up putting in two systems, because you not only have to put in the ductwork for the air conditioning that we have to have for our horrible humid summers, but boy, that radiant heating in the floor is just magical. I mean, it's, imagine walking across these floors everywhere in your bare feet, and you're always comfortable. That's what you get with radiant in-floor heating. Really, really neat stuff.